Hi, I'm Dylan Simard. I'm one of now two reporters here at KMXT 100.1 FM in Kodiak. 2021 was a big year for news, and we've put together a year-end rundown of some of our favorite stories and the most important happenings in Kodiak since the last time we passed by this side of the sun. It's hard to believe that it's been less than a year since most people got their first doses of the vaccine. The first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine were delivered to arms in Kodiak on January 13th. An hours-long line of cars waited in the cold for their chance to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine at the AAA moving and storage facility. The doses were exclusively for those most at risk and first responders. It would be some months yet before other Kodiak residents could get access to the vaccine. At that point in the fight against COVID, just under 1,000 residents had gotten the disease and 5 had died, in less than a year after COVID-19 was first detected in the United States. February marked a local milestone. Kodiak State Representative Louise Stutz was elected Speaker of the House. She's the first ever Kodiak representative to land in that role, and the third woman in state history. She at the time mentioned increasing the legislature's participation in vetting fish board nominees and bringing school bond debt back to the budget. Stutz's tenure was marked by frequent clashes with Governor Dunleavy in an impasse over the permanent fund dividend earnings. In April, KMXT published a story looking into the connection between local shellfish and a Cold War-era event straight out of a James Bond film that involved captured U-2 spy plane pilot Francis Gary Powers and shellfish-derived poison.
There could have been another order, either earlier or later than the one I found. There could have been orders for toxic clams off the East Coast, which happened for the first time down in the Woods Hole area, in the Massachusetts area, about 1972. But that would have been, you know, pretty late in the game for them to have been doing anything like that. So to say that I know that that is exactly the origin, no, I can't say that. But it seems likely.
Kodiak received national attention in June for a story involving a rather infamous flamingo. On a picturesque and warm Saturday, three adults and two dogs climbed aboard a giant inflatable pink flamingo and cast off into Menashka Bay. They soon found themselves adrift without life jackets or means of propulsion. They phoned the Coast Guard, who came to their rescue in a UH-60. They rescued the party on board and even recovered the giant pink flamingo. The story of the rescue is instantly national news. Have you heard me mention a story you remember yet? We're now halfway through the year. Later that month, Alaska was rocked by a magnitude 8.2 earthquake, the largest in about half a century. Coincidentally, a historian researching previous Alaska superquakes was in town for the incident.
My name is Spencer Abbey. I'm a doctoral student at the University of Oregon in the Department of History, and I'm researching the history of human interactions with earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions in the North Pacific, from about the early 18th century up to the mid and late 20th century. I've been working on this project for a little over a year, and I happen to have been, by coincidence, researching in Kodiak for the last 3 or 4 days or so, just before this most recent tsunami warning took place, just by pure accident.
Even though the year began with vaccinations, the COVID-19 pandemic continued throughout 2021. By fall, Kodiak Island Borough was at the top of the New York Times ranking of boroughs and counties for COVID-19 cases per capita. The high cases prompted a return of the mask mandate, but businesses stayed open this time and school largely continued in person. And lastly, last weekend, Kodiak Island shattered the record for the warmest December temperature in the state. 67-degree weather is normally unthinkable at this time of year, and while it can't be linked directly to climate change, meteorologists say extreme weather and temperature swings are becoming much more likely and common because of human-driven global warming. Today is the 31st of December, the last day of the year. What will the next year hold? Will it be as busy as this year? I certainly don't know the answer, but my colleagues and I here at KMXT will be sure to keep you in the know. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard. Happy New Year.